Welcome to VML's Bird Watching at the Lurie's. My name is Danette Bredenbach. I'm from Biz Community, and we're chatting to Sabu, who is from The Odd Number, was named the rising star at this year's Bookmarks Awards, and he's also the Lurie's Youth Committee Chair.
That's
Yay,
me.
That's you. Yeah, welcome.
Thank you.
It's so great to have you with us. Tell us a little bit about the Lurie's Youth Committee. Why have a Lurie's Youth Committee?
100%. So I think as part of the Lurie's committee and the board, one of their mandates is to upskill young people. And they established this wonderful committee to be able to do that. So in its original form, the Lurie's Youth Committee is actually about access, right? You get the opportunity to be in the room with like the big, great minds in the industry. You get to sit on a Zoom call with like the Pepe Marais and the Swumsitoles of the world. And it creates an opportunity to learn from a whole lot of people that you wouldn't usually have access to. What's been really cool about our tenure as the youth committee this time is that we've tried to create accessibility not only for ourselves as the 14 young people, but for other people as well. So we've been hosting a lot more public events, masterclasses, parties here and there, and a bunch of other like cool, interesting like showcases, so that people can actually get their names out there, so that it's not just beneficial to us, it's beneficial to a number of other people who aren't necessarily part of the youth committee. So we're mobilizing the youth, and that's really exciting. We're upskilling people, and we're creating a connected society with the young people across Africa and the Middle East, which has been really, really dope to see.
That's amazing. And what events are you doing or have you done here at the Lurie's Creative Week?
Oh, my goodness. We just hosted the most amazing coffee rave this morning. A coffee rave, for those of you who don't know, is literally where you just sit and you like party and you drink coffee at the same time. So it was the great and most perfect way to wake up this morning. So we were here at 9 a.m. Partying with everyone, listened to a cool DJ set. And then afterwards, we had a masterclass that was in partnership with Investec. So we got to listen to, you know, head of marketing at Investec. We're upstairs having a good time playing beer pong. There's music, there's food.
Sounds like the place to be.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's been really exciting. So we do have our own space, which is the first time that's happened. And we're hosting all the young people, and that's been really, really exciting. And we are sponsored by Black Swan, and they've been able to make this happen for us.
That's really great. Tell me, why is it so important that we are encouraging young people to enter the industry?
I think that this industry actually thrives on having young people, fresh minds, people with different perspectives and lived experiences, because that's what actually makes advertising so rich and colorful. Sometimes we act like the next generation is like so abstract and so weird. Like, I always hear the conversations about Gen Zs. How are Gen Zs surviving in the office space right now? But it's so interesting to understand how they work. So I think that it's so important to usher in young minds, people who think differently. Obviously, like, we respect those that have come before us. We respect the years of craft and experience people have. But I think that what's interesting about the lived experience and human experience of the younger people is that they make creativity colorful and interesting. And yeah, I think that when we are thinking about institutions that create the next generation of leaders, that's exactly why it's important to cultivate these young minds now and allow them to understand why this industry is so important, because we do thrive off of understanding each other and understanding the way that the world works and then telling the relevant story. So it really is important to usher in the new generation and make them feel safe to be in the industry, because I think that's what tends to be the issue. People don't feel safe and they're like, this is not for me.
What about women in the industry talking about being safe? Are you paying any attention to that, or is just young people across the board? Or do you find like Open Chair has a wonderful program? Do you work with them?
So I've had the lovely opportunity to actually attend, especially at the Lurie's, the Open Chair wheel.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Friends in High Places. So cool. So last year was my experience. This year, unfortunately, because we were hosting our own events, I couldn't attend. But that experience, being front-facing with like Rowena Williams, I was sitting her there asking her the most insane questions, and she really engaged me. She was super honest and thoughtful in the way that she was responding to me. And a lot of what she was reflecting, even though she's obviously a generation older than me, I was like, oh, this is also my lived experience in a lot of ways. So I felt validated in my womanness, right? And as well, it gives me an interesting nuance and experience, and I'm from the Eastern Cape, And that to me is my whole package. It's not something I can leave at the door when I come into the agency. It's part of my process. So I am paying attention to that. And I appreciate the leaders who are putting that at the forefront and actually making tangible, systematic change in a way that's like, yeah, we can see it, we can feel it. And it makes me proud to be in the industry that is taking care of women.
That's really great. Yes, and that open chair with a wheel is an absolutely phenomenal experience. So when you walk away from Creative Week, say Saturday morning, because the last event is Friday night, what do you want to hope, or what do you hope to have achieved as the chair of the Lurie's Youth Committee? What would you like to say, okay, we've ticked these boxes. Yeah. We can now build on this momentum.
I love that question. So we've been very intentional this entire year to create access for everyone. That's been our mandate. Everyone must get a seat at the table, whether you're a young professional, young creative, whether you're a woman, man, non-binary, whoever you are, you must get access into the table. What I appreciate right now is that we're building a community. So my biggest mandate for this week has been to connect people. It has been to leverage networks. I keep telling the youngsters, like, DM people, send people messages on like LinkedIn, even if you feel like you're annoying them. No, like, people are there waiting to engage you. Like, don't worry about all of that. So I'm like, we think that the people that we need to also have access to are the CMOs and the CCOs and like all the big dogs, like the people that might get you into the room. It's actually your peers. So maybe it could be me. I could put you on. I could, you know, get you in the right room because I know who to speak to. So reach out to your networks, like, yeah, not just up, like, look to the people around you that are in the same spaces. And we put each other on all the time as the Lurie's Youth Committee. So I want to build community. I want to cultivate community. And I want people to feel okay enough to reach out to me, reach out to the Youth Committee members and see what we can do to help where we can.
Last question. So your tenure as the Lurie's Youth Committee chair finishes after a period of 1 year. Sadly, I can see on your face, very sad. How will you continue this, though? Because now you're building on a momentum here. And what would you encourage other people who look at that and they think, oh, I shouldn't, or maybe I should apply, but they're not sure. What would you say to them?
I would say that, you know, change doesn't start with a title. I've always been somebody who was deeply invested in building a network of people, building young people. It happens with and without the chairperson title. So everyone that knows me knows that that's my mandate. So I do it at work. I do it in my social life. So that is my lived experience. That's how I bring people together. So what I would encourage people to do is not to wait for a title to make the change. I think that whatever opportunity you have, whether it's in an agency, whether it's whatever the case is, you are able to create whatever you want to in the moment. You don't have to wait for like the stamp of approval from the organization to be able to do that. So build it and people will come. Build it and people will come, fundamentally.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Thank you so much for chatting to us. Enjoy the rest of your Lurie's Creative Week.
Thank you, Danette. I hope you also have an amazing week.
Thank you so much.